This is Davin Eldridge with BPR News. The current level of funding for North Carolina's transportation system just isn't enough, according to a national research firm, which is urging state lawmakers to act soon. According to a report by the nonprofit research group TRIP, based out of Washington, D.C., North Carolina's roads are in desperate need of repair to keep up with the state's population growth. North Carolina's population has grown 26% since the year 2000, and it's projected to increase another 20% by 2035. And so if you ask Kit Kramer, Asheville Area Chamber of Commerce president, Western North Carolina and Asheville in particular will be hit especially hard if roads don't see upgrades.
We have a 10-county labor shed here, so people are coming from all around us into town every single day. We grow by over 40,000 people per day just in workers. Well, we don't have a light rail system or a bus system that is multi-jurisdictional, so it is really important that our roads and our bridges are safe, number one, but that they're also efficient in moving people.
The report notes that the Department of Transportation will only have funds available for 17% of essential state road projects in the next decade. Researcher Rocky Moretti, who's been with TRIP for 25 years, says North Carolina must address this.
What jumps out in North Carolina is it has one of the fastest growing rates of vehicle travel in the country. I mean, it's up 29% since 2000.
And in the last 3 years, vehicle travel is up 10% statewide.
We're really seeing economic growth, economic vibrancy. Travel is a good sign. It reflects that a lot of activity is occurring. But, of course, it's also putting a lot more wear and tear on the transportation system. It creates traffic congestion and can also contribute to traffic crashes and fatalities. And that is one of the big challenges in North Carolina.
18% of North Carolina's major urban roads and highways have pavements in poor condition, according to the report, while 26% are considered to be in mediocre condition. In Asheville, 35% of those thoroughfares are considered to be in poor or mediocre condition as well, which is better than the overall state grade. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.